In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us.
Amen.
With the local elections having taken place this week, I have been thinking a lot about winners and losers. You see, we live in a culture where it is all about being the winner. You don't get on a box of Wheaties for your silver medal or your bronze medal. You only get on when you've won the gold. You never get it just for doing your best. If you want to get an endorsement for any sport, Nike, Adidas, whatever your favorite brand is, Callaway, well, you better be the winner if you want to earn that emblem on your uniform. But outside of the sports world, we see the winner mentality in our politics, in our jobs, and even in family disagreements. We know that we shouldn't care. And once upon a time, most of us were raised in an era where we were taught not to be sore losers or ungracious and arrogant winners. But we all know it's a challenge, whether you're 6 years old or 86 years old. I love that in the Episcopal world, we try to avoid the winning and losing language, and so when you're looking at a position in a new church or a church is looking to find someone, we call it the call. And if someone gets a job, it's because they are called to the job. But I've talked with enough priests who have not been called that I can tell you it still hurts if the Holy Spirit didn't work it out the way you hoped she would. You see, even in the spiritual realm, even with the faithful, it is a challenge to break out of what society has set as the norm, which is why I love the Haggai reading today. Because you see, the Israelites are having their own struggle with being losers. We don't often get a reading from the prophet Haggai, and I actually would recommend, you know, I always like you to open your Bibles, go home and read the whole book. It'll take you 10 minutes, maybe. But read Haggai, it's great. But I'm going to give you just a wee bit of background so we know what Haggai's talking to today. In 586, the Babylonians destroyed the city of Jerusalem, including Solomon's temple. And they took most of the Jews captive in Babylon. And in exile, the Jews could not worship formally since they lacked the temple and the altar that was part of their covenant with worship with God. So 48 late years later, the Jews are allowed to return to Jerusalem, and they set about rebuilding the bronze altar, and they laid the foundation for the reconstruction of the temple. And then darn it if local politics didn't get in the way. And there was this opposition that postponed the construction for another 16 years. And during this long period of Persian rule, apathy set in. And eventually the government changed its ways, and the preaching of Haggai prompted the people to resume rebuilding the temple. Haggai is encouraging the people to move past the loss of their glorious temple. You see, Haggai points out to the Israelites that they have indeed been beaten down. They have been dispossessed of their lands, their home, and most of all, the right to worship God according to their laws. But after all of this loss, the Israelites are told in today's reading to take courage. Haggai encourages them not to give up because it isn't the way that it used to be. Through the prophet Haggai, God tells the Israelites, "Work, for I am you according to the promise that I made when you came out of Egypt. My spirit abides among you. Do not fear." Haggai reminds the Israelites that they are always winners because of their faith, because of their covenant with God. And so Haggai calls the Israelites back into community, not just for the building of the temple, but to be God's people in the midst of Jerusalem. God was with the Israelites before the exile, and God did not abandon them when they were in exile. And as Haggai points out, God will continue to be with the Israelites in this new era of rebuilding, not just the temple, but their entire lives. The words today are, take courage, do not fear. Take courage and do not fear. Imagine how our lives would be different if we embodied what God tells us through the prophet Haggai today. What if we were able to live with one another in community and not be focused on winners and losers, but maybe how we build our community in the midst of being both winners and losers? Because you see, just as the Israelites were charged with rebuilding God's temple, each one of us here today, each one of us who are baptized, each one of us in a pew, you see, we are challenged today with the building up of God's kingdom right here, right now. And we cannot be effective kingdom builders if we're focusing on winning only. Now, I know there is a long history of not preaching politics from the pulpit at St. Cross. And I am not. And I will do my best to never preach politics, because this isn't the place for that. But as those of us who live in this city of Hermosa, we know that next year we're going to consider some very large issues about oil. And I'm going to challenge every member of our congregation, every member, to think about how they are using their knowledge and their intelligence and their beliefs to build up community, not protect their community, not get money for their community, not doing what is right in their humble, and we're all Hermosians, well, not all Hermosians, but for the Hermosians who are involved, we are all very well informed about why our opinion is correct. But you know, we're called to build community with those with whom we disagree. This is not easy. And that's why God calls prophets like Haggai to remind us of our work. But we can take it out of Hermosa. Redondo residents, I believe you voted on power plants. El Segundo, water waste and refineries. Torrance, I believe you have some of the same. Or Heal the Bay, or pick your issue. You see, as a people, we are struggling locally and statewide and nationally on how we make our decisions. And just a thought, imagine that just as winning and losing is a societal norm, And when it comes to voting, we've taken that same edge, but I can't change necessarily what's happening nationally or in Sacramento. But I know that each of us sitting here can change how we build our communities here. Because if we take that same edge, win or lose, we destroy our temple. We destroy our community. And without knowing it, we become Babylonians who force our neighbors into exile. And that's not kingdom building. So what are we to do? What are we to do? We're to take courage, just like the prophet says. And we are not to fear, because we are to build and not destroy. So as builders of the kingdom of God, we're to be listeners. We're to engage in conversation. And most of all, we're to look for third sides. No matter which side wins, no matter the issue, how do we look for those third sides that brings everybody into a conversation so that we're all winners, no matter a decision? How can we find solutions that we haven't thought at yet? Because if we continue to stick to our guns, knowing that we are right, we aren't building community. We aren't being God's presence that we are called to be. But we can build if we ask one another where we can compromise. And we can build if we support one another in the midst of our differences. Because together, we build God's kingdom. And so do I say to you this day, and I will say this throughout my ministry here at St. Cross, that when we come to difficult decisions, we need to come back to the prophet Haggai. We need to take courage. We need to not fear. Because you see, the God who was with the Israelites and with Jesus and with the apostles is with us still. And with God's help, we'll bring about a more glorious kingdom. Amen.